how can people, just regular folks, what do they need to know about the convention? How is there anything for them to do, or is it just interacting with you guys when they see you on the street?
From the very first day we get here to the day we leave, it's open to the public, and we have so many events. Thursday, we have a 5K fun run, starts about 6 o'clock, come down about 5:30, get a t-shirt. It's a real fun run. You can walk it, White River State Park along the canal, absolute blast. I think it's $20. Time of your life. It's a lot of fun. We're going to have a pipe band there, moment of silence. We're going to color guard. It's kind of cool. It's a cool run to be in. That starts. And then we're having a comedy night over at the Marriott, and that's open to the public. And Travis Howes, who's a famous former firefighter, former Marine comedian, is going to open it up. The fellow's hysterical. He's been on all the comedy channels and all that. He's the headliner, but there's several other comedians that are going to be there. We have a party on Wednesday night at the Pan Am Center called the Fool's Bash, which stands for Fraternal Order of Leatherheads. And our helmets were made out of leather in the past, so we were called Leatherheads. So that's open to the public, and there's live bands, and there's beverages, adult beverages, there's music and dancing, pipe bands, wonderful time. On Friday night, the union rolls out the red carpet, and there's a huge party there, again with the color guards and pipes and bands and live bands and music and entertainment and alcohol. And so from the day we get here, firefighters tend to celebrate life because we know how fragile it is. We know how unfair it is, and we know that sometimes really terrible things happen to such wonderful people. So we truly enjoy celebrating life every opportunity we get, and we love it when people come celebrate with us.
And you find that you have to do that, you have to celebrate, you have to laugh in order to get through a lifetime career in this job?
I think we all do. I mean, I think that life without joy is like meaningless, right? Well, I think C.K. Lewis spoke about that. You know, he talked about the joy of life, of just realizing that if you look out your window, you just talked about looking at the incredible skyline. Wow! I mean, what a beautiful city. What an incredible place. I mean, Indiana is, this city is, it's amazing. People have lost their capacity for awe. And I think firefighters just have retained that childlike quality of always going, wow, that's cool. You know, and that's what we do. Life is cool. It's great. It's not as dour as people would like you to think. And nobody's really all that special. We're all kind of going through the same thing. You know, nowadays everybody thinks they're so unique. Well, yeah, no kidding. You know, that's why nobody looks like anybody else. Rare occasion for the identical twin or a doppelganger. But most of us are pretty dang unique. And that's pretty cool. And so we just, we're about everybody and anybody. And all at once, we're having fun, you know. There's times to be serious, and there's times, and trust me, there's times when we're dead serious because people's lives and our own hang in the balance. But when we have an opportunity to be joyful, we're joyful.
This is like a big family reunion. The fire service is a big family. You get people from all over the world, people that you only may see once a year, but when you see them, it's like you just saw them yesterday. Yeah. And that camaraderie, that brotherhood, sisterhood is all there, and you meet new people every year. You meet somebody from a different city, and you put them in your phone, and if you got a question, you say, how are you guys doing this in San Diego? And he'll text you right back, here's what we do. You know, what's going on in New York City? I know guys from all over this country, and it's really amazing. I never thought I'd meet them, but here I am with all these friends from all over the country.
You go down to Boca de Beppo, and you'll have a firefighter sitting next to a firefighter from Buenos Aires. You'll have a firefighter sitting next to a guy from Anchorage, Alaska, sitting next to a kid from Wisconsin, next to a guy from Florida, next to a gal from, you know, Eastern Kentucky, you know, next to three indie kids, next to, you know, and it's just, and we always say it's the same circus, different clowns. We call it a small, intimate gathering of 40,000 of our closest friends.
It's all ages too. You see guys that look like they should be delivering your newspaper here, the young kids, and then you see older guys who might even be retired or still not active in, a firehouse or whatever anymore, but they still come back for this because of the people they met, the things they've learned, the things they want to teach people. And that's a big part of this. And it's kind of, now that I've been around for 25 years for this conference, and now I'm one of those guys on the other side of this, seeing the young people come in. I was that young guy and just in awe of what was going on. That's when it was still a small, relatively small conference. And to see what it is now, I still love coming down every year. It's just a great time and seeing all the people and new faces and old faces. And it's just what keeps me coming back.
Yeah, we probably should apologize in advance. If you're dining downtown during the next week and you see a lot of men and women in blue t-shirts, that's us.